الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، إن شاء الله we will continue now our class today, which is about ruling of تشبه, of imitation. We just mentioned the forbidden imitation, and we said five kind of forbidden imitation. So who can repeat them? Imitation of kuffar, and kuffar, it means the Jewish, Christian, the Arab in the Prophet ﷺ time, which we call al-jahiliyyah, and the people who worship fire, the people who worship stars, and all the disbeliever is not allowed to imitate them. And al-a'ajim, which is the non-Muslims among the non-Arab. And also, we said it's not allowed to imitate the what? The fasiq and the mubtadi'. And we said we're not allowed to imitate the shaitan. Also, the fourth, animals. Fifth, opposite sex. Yeah, male imitate, or the female and female imitate the male. طيب. What is the, there's a two proofs, or two fundamental proofs, you have to know them, that the scholars based on these two proofs, they said, or they mention all of this kind of forbidden imitation. So all kind of forbidden imitation goes back to two main proofs. The first one, what al-Imam Ahmad reported in his Musnad, an Abd ibn Humayd and Ibn Abi Shaybah fi musannafih, that Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhuma said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bu'ithtu bayna yaday as-sa'ati bis-sayf hatta yu'bad Allah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ju'ila rizqi tahta dhilli rumhi wa ju'ila adh-dhillatu was-sagharu 'ala man khalafa amri وَمَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. That the Prophet ﷺ said, I have been sent just before the Day of Judgment, very close to the Day of Judgment. And he said, I was sent with the sword, with the jihad, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, until the people will worship Allah only. And my rizq, it comes by the jihad. When you make the jihad, there is the bounty which comes from the war. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has share in that, so most of his income was from that share. And the humility. Was putting on the people who disobey me. And whoever will copy someone, he will be like him. Or if whoever will copy a group of people, he will be among them or like them. من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. And this last part is what we need here in our subject. This hadith also been reported by Abi Dawood, and also that the last part of the hadith been reported by Abi Dawood, and Anas ibn Malik narrated this last part has been reported by Abi Nu'aym, and Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman reported by al-Tabarani in al-Awsat, and Abu Hurairah also narrated this last part from the Prophet ﷺ's statement as reported by Al-Harawi fi Dhamm al-Kalam. And this hadith, many scholars said it's authentic hadith, such as Al-Iraqi. And Shaykh al-Islam bin Taymiyyah said, Jayyidul Isnad. It's a good Isnad. And Ibn Hibban said it's authentic. And the Ustad, Shaykh Ahmed Shakir, said it's authentic. And Ibn Hajar said it's Hassan. And Al-Albani said it's Hassan too. رحم الله الجميع. Al-Imam al-San'ani, great Imam, who has Subul al-Salam, he commented in this hadith by saying, وَالْحَدِيثُ دَالٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِالْفُسَّاقِ كَانَ مِنْهُمْ أَوْ بِالْكُفَّارِ أَوْ بِالْمُبْتَدِعَةِ فِي أَيِّ شَيْءٍ مِمَّا يَخْتَصُّونَ بِهِ مِنْ مَلْبَسٍ أَوْ مَرْكُوبٍ أَوْ هَيْئَةٍ. As-San'ani said, when he explained this hadith, he said, this hadith is a proof that whoever will copy, he will imitate the fussaq, he is among them. He is fasiq like them. When you imitate the kuffar, you will be among them, kafir. Or mubtadi', you will be like him's mubtadi'. In anything which is a sign for them, they are the only one who does this. In their clothes, in their ride, in their shape. And Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah, we will go over this inshallah with more details. Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah said, this hadith, you can understand from it clearly, imitating the kuffar is forbidding, is haram. Even though, when you read the hadith, you might think that imitating the kuffar is kufr by itself. And inshallah we will understand this very soon. The second proof, or the second main proof the scholars used to prove the forbidden imitation, أَنَّ الْمُشَابَهَةَ فِي الظَّاهِرِ تُورِثُ الْمُشَابَهَةَ وَالْمُشَاكَلَةَ فِي الْبَاطِنِ مِمَّا يُورِثُ الْمَحَبَّةَ وَالتَّعَلُّقِ بِالْمُتَشَبَّهِ بِهِ. It is something logic, natural. When you imitate somebody, when you copy somebody, you start like him. You start love him. Even though in your appearance, if you copy him in your appearance, you will start copying him inside your heart. Your heart became similar to him. It will become similar to him. And therefore the scholar said, any kind of imitation will take the person from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to be, it is forbidden imitation. Therefore imitating the kuffar, the fussaq, the mubtadi'ah, the shaitan, will take you from what you have to be to other thing. Because imitating them in the way, in the appearance, it will lead you to imitating them in the heart, in the beliefs, in the manners, in a lot of things. And the benefits from not imitating them, great and great and great benefits. And the harm can happen to you from imitating them is a greater harm than what you think. First, the scholar said that forbidding imitating the kuffar, it will block the way for your heart to love them. Because whenever you try to be different, you make distance between you and him. That's right? So you cannot love mubtadi' because you try to make distance, to try to go against what he does, to go different than what he does. Also, the kuffar, if you not imitating them, that means you are freeing your heart from any kind of connection between you and them. Because imitating them, it might lead you to like them and to like their ways and to love them, and there's kind of wala' between you and them. Therefore, the Prophet ﷺ ordained to this ummah not to copy them in every way. He said, ﷺ, خَالَفَ هَدْيُنَا هَدْيُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He said, ﷺ, our way are different than their ways. Even the Jewish, one day said, why this man, Muhammad ﷺ, he did not left anything similar to us unless he will order his people to go against us. And this is something logic, by the way, that you make different than somebody, you start hate him. Do you know the Shia, they believe, they said in their rules, they have fiqh rules, they said, whenever you do not know the rules in your religion, go and see what Ahlus Sunnah does, then do the opposite. That one of the rules. If you don't know what's the rules in Shia, you go and check what Ahlus Sunnah are doing, then go to the opposite. Why? They try to create distance between their follower and Ahlus Sunnah. وَذَا كَانَ الرَّجُلْ يَنْظُرْ مَا يَصْنَعَ لِلسُنَّةِ فَيَأْتِي بِعَكْسِهِ وَضُدِّهِ. Anyway, so also the Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said, there is more than 100 evidence in Quran and Sunnah showing that we've been ordered to make different between us and the Kuffar and Jewish, and the Christian and Jewish, and the Kafirin in general. More than 100 proof in Kitabullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ordering us to not imitating them, not only imitating them, not only forbidding us from imitating them, asking us to be different than them. Which is more the meaning here, being different, it's has more meaning than not only imitating. Because imitating has intention. But to be different, that means you're not allowed to be like them even though there is no intention. You see, you have to be different. And Ibn al-Qayyim and Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahumullah, they have a lot to talk about this. Even though Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, you can imagine that the ibadat, the worship, Allah love it. And His Messenger love it. Allah love this ibadah, worship. He asked you not to do it, just to not being, for one reason only, not to be looks like them. As-salat, Allah loves the salat or not? Huh? Tell me. He loves the salat. There is a very long hadith Amr ibn Abasa, that the Prophet ﷺ, he asked the Prophet ﷺ, tell me about the salat. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you pray Fajr, do not pray until the sun comes up, raise, the sun raise in the sky, because when the sun coming out, it is comes up between the two horn of the shaitan. And in that moment, the kuffar makes sujood to it. So do not pray in that time until the sun comes up. Just he don't want him to do even the salat in our way, something Allah love it, but not to imitate them in any kind of imitation. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to him, then pray. The prayer, truly, Allah witnessing it. قَالَ فَإِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ مَحْضُورَةٌ مَشْهُودَةٌ. Allah is witnessing your salat. So pray as much as you can. Until the sun comes in the middle of the sky, where there is no shade for your stick. If you put stick, there's no shade for it. In that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yasjur jahannam. In that moment, Allah, He made the hell, like He will open the gates of the hell will be open, and more fire add to the hellfire in that moment. Do not pray in that moment until the sun move from the middle of the sky. Then pray as much as you can. He said, truly Allah witnessing your prayer. Until the sun comes down. When it comes down again between the horn of the devil. Do not pray in that moment, the disbeliever pray for the sun. So do not pray until the sun totally comes down and Maghrib times enter. Then you pray as much as you can. See, this hadith showing you that the Prophet ﷺ not allowed us to do what is our own ibadah just because it might be looks like them in the time. So he said, do not do it. Also, Sharia forbidden us to imitate the kuffar because the Sharia want this nation, Muslims nation, to be honorable nation in the leadership, in the top. Always people imitate the bitter. You imitate something because you believe he's better than you. So you put him up, so you're imitating him. You look at him as a role model. You're putting him up in the front. Sharia want you to be in the front, not to be in the rear. You lead in the caravan. Therefore said, do not imitate because basically the Muslims should be in the front. That's what they should, because they have the best religion. I don't need to imitate Christianity or to adapt from Christianity any kind of religion. Like what happened after the Sahaba's time. After the in the end of the Sahaba's time, there is something start in Islamic history. It called Ar-Ruhban. Rahib, priest. But not Christian priest, it's an Islamic priest. How is that? They used to go out of Medina and building Salama. They were building for them a place, long place like this towers. Then they will stay in it, away from people, just worship Allah there. This was like in third century of Islam, or end of the second century of Islam. The first time happened. And the scholar mentioned this bid'ah. Where they got this from? From Christianity. You can see in some Sufism books, talking about the purity of the soul, that you do not take shower. This is the stinky of the soul. The purity of the soul, you stay not taking shower. Even though they said that such and such Shaykh rahimahullah, 20 years he never touched the water. Where did he got this from? From Buddhism. From Hinduism. That it's a part of the religion. How to purify your soul. They said you go in the middle of falls, or in the desert, or in the forest, stay there, not to move, in the dark places, for example, just to imagine. Where they got this from? Buddhism, Hinduism. They does things like this. So they adopt this. Where our deen, no need to adopt anything from anybody. Alhamdulillah. So, the Islam want this ummah, to be in the top, to be in the front. And you adopt two kind of things. Something related to the religion, and our religion is complete. If you adopt another part, or another religion, that means you claim that our religion is not the best, or not completed. So therefore, it's not allowed to imitate any other nation in the religions. What if you imitate other religion, or other nations, in something related to the dunya, not related to the religion? Not related to the religion. We will say, here if this thing is related to manners, etiquettes, you have the best etiquettes. You have the best manners. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He chose him to come with the best character, the best manners. In his time, there is different nations. In the Prophet ﷺ times, there is different nations. There is Persian, there is Turkish, there is Kurdish, there is Africans, there is Arab, there is Hindu, there is Chinese, different Europeans, Romans. And basically the scholar who talk about the nations, they said all nations come back to three kind of nations. The Furs. Furs, which is the people who from Persian, comes from the word Farasa. Farasa, killed. Those people were very well known as people very angry, very tough. Nalfurs, Ferdinand, go over. And Rome, Rome. You know what's Rome? It comes from Raum, which is means when you the lust. Rome, it's the lust, the shahwa, the desire, the love. And this Rome, like all your those well known with love, like loving women, drinking, all this were common thing in their race. And the Prophet ﷺ from a race which is the Arab. Arab, it means Araba Afsaha. It means the person who is his word clear. And they are, therefore, they were not, they were famous with poet, with talking and stuff like that. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ came, and when he came, he completed the good manners from every and each nation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever good it comes in Islam, in this and that and this, and whatever in Arab good you find in Islam, whatever good in this Romans you find in Islam, whatever good in the Persian, what's good in Africa, you'll see the Islam came with a complete methodology, a complete way. So we don't need to adopt any etiquettes from anyone, non-Muslims. And Ibn Taymiyyah said, look to any nation, non-Muslims nation. See their etiquettes. You couldn't find it much better than, or you couldn't find it in anyhow better than what we have as Muslims. Oh, English, promise. That means you'll be on time. Like English people, they are always on time. We don't need to use English. We have in our Islam, alhamdulillah, so many ahadith show that the Muslim should be perfect in his time. When he promised, he fulfilled his promise. Oh, they are very honest in their work. We should be like this. We have this etiquette and more in our Islam. So on. But also, that the scholar, when they said imitating the kuffar is forbidden, because they would like to, that means you are practicing the meaning of bara', bara', which it means you free your heart from loving, from supporting, from being with the kuffar. It's bara' in Islam. And also, by not imitating them, they will not be a close friend to you. You see, go to the job. If you have beer, if you have, looks like Muslim, different than them, they stay away from you. You see, it's kind of, there's distance between you and them. Your dress, the way you look, different. So they never got too close to you. But if you look like them, oh, it's very easy to come close to them. They will love to, they never consider it different. Not only in shape, even their characters. Oh, I don't drink. I don't sit in a place where they drink alcohol. You see, there is distance. They would like, oh, don't bring this guy again with you to the dinner. See, there is distance. But if it's okay, you drink, I don't care. You know, I'm just, it's okay. You're imitating them. You act like them. This kind of friendship will be close. As much as you make different between you and them, as much as you make the distance. Distance, it doesn't affect the da'wah ila Allah. No. This distance, keep and save your heart, protect your personality from being like them, like the kuffar. 6 discussed it also, actually the fourth point, that the Sharia won't to make differentiation between the Muslimin and Kuffar. When you see Muslim, you know he's a Muslim. When you see Kafir, you know he's a Kafir. That's something recommended by Sharia, because there are certain rules for Kuffar, there are certain rules for Muslimin. For example, you cannot start the Assalamu alaikum to Kafir. But if you find somebody, he looks like Kafir, he walks like Kafir, he acts like Kafir, everything like Kuffar, how do you know he's Kafir or Muslim? How do you know that you say Assalamu alaikum or not? How do you advise him if he does something forbidden in our deen? You want to tell him, this haram, brother. Oh, he's Christian. Oops, I'm sorry. You know? Brother, no, you find he's John. You see a woman, you think she is Muslim? She's not Muslim because she looks like them. Mutabarrija, like them. Not wearing... You see? So the Islam would like... Ibn al-Qayyim was talking about that how the Khalifa in his time, or the Muslim's time, should even have different in the shoe, between the Muslim's shoes and the Kuffar shoes. And how come they're not allowed to wear the same shoes we use as Muslims? Umar radiallahu anhu, when he made the rules for Muslims state after they open a country has non-Muslims in it, Umar and all the Islamic history until the Khilafah was destroyed, in the whole Islamic system, the Jewish and Christian were something different than Muslimin. The whole Muslim history was like this. Like they have certain clothes, Muslims do not wear. They have certain imamah, Muslims do not wear. It's a rule by the governor. If any Christian wear like Muslim, he will be in trouble. And any Muslim wear like them, he will be in trouble. It's a set of rules. Because they want to make differentiation between them. Also, that not imitating the fasiq, the mubtadi', it's showing clearly that you do not accept what he's doing. If now, there is a very famous singer, she or he, has a very special hairstyle. And she cut her hair like that singer. Is that showing that she hate that sin, what that woman doing? Or she's actor? No. But when you did, this singer, her style, okay, I'm going to change it. That show that inkar, hate that sin. Also, that not imitating them is actually warning the Muslim from practicing any kind of major sin, or sin will lead the person to be sinful like those fusaq. The Sharia also forbidden any kind of imitation will lead the person to leave his natural fitrah. The fitrah Allah created you changing it is forbidden. Anything changing the fitrah is forbidden. Fitrah is the natural thing Allah created you on it. Therefore somebody, a man tried to act like woman, or woman acting like man, she's changing the fitrah. Trying to act like shaitan, changing the fitrah. Trying to act like animals, changing the fitrah. Also, the Sharia forbidden any kind of imitation which it will take you to lower station than what you're supposed to be. As I told you, the complete manners, the complete etiquettes, the complete religion is our religion. صح? What is in Islam? So imitating the kuffar, the mubtadi'a, the fusaq, taking you from higher level to lower level. Therefore you will find, but I'm not going to talk about this because it's a very big issue, just to tell you, from that point of view, there is a chapter when we talk about the rule of imitation. We're not allowed to imitate the bad ones. There's a whole chapter talking about this issue. That there's a certain narrations asking not us to not imitate the bad ones, even though they are Muslims. You know why? Because bad ones always are staying in the desert. And desert far away from the knowledge. Therefore, the ignorance is more in the bad ones. So you do not imitate the ignorant people. You always try to imitate who has more knowledge, has more etiquettes. And also from that point of view, in old days, the scholar said not to imitate the A'ajim, the new Muslims. Like new Muslims in that time, new country with a new culture came to Islam. You do not leave what the Muslims is, what in Medina and Mecca, and let's go try to what is in Cairo. And they just turned to Islam 2 or 3 years ago. Therefore, from that same point of view, the scholars talk all days about not imitating the Al-A'ajim. Let's go over the rules. The first rule is related to imitating the kuffar, or the imitation of the kuffar. First rule, imitation of the kuffar can be kufr. Take the person from Islam to kufr. Take you out from Islam. Imitating the kuffar can be forbidden, major sin, can be not recommended, makruh. Three. So, what is the rules of imitation the kuffar? There's different situation. Imitating the kuffar can be kufr, can be major sin, can be not recommended, makruh. When it is kufr, when it is sin, or major sin, when it is not recommended, makruh. It is kufr if the person will copy them in their religion and he will love what they are worshipping or what they are doing and honoring their religion. He will copy them in anything in their religion with full intention, his intent to do that, and he loves that, and he honors their religion. If somebody would like to pray to Allah while he's making this sign of cross, he honoring the cross, he will pray with the cross. He'll put the cross, then he will pray to Allah. He loves the cross. He believes in it. He honoring it. That imitation is kufr akbar, ikhruj min al-millah. Therefore, the scholar said, if somebody put the cross in his chest, or put him in his crown, he became kafir. If he intend to do that, with love to the cross, believing that this religion is right, is correct, he became kafir. And this is very clearly because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we will not believe her until we believe in Allah and disbelieve in taghut, in kufr. We will not be believer until we believe, witness that Allah is the one who deserves worship, and we believe that other than Allah has no right to be worshipped. La ilaha, no God. So if somebody said, Christianity, it's okay, I worship Allah through Christianity. That this man, did he disbelieve in Taghut? No. because he thought that Christianity is right, or Judaism, or Buddhism, whatever it is. طيب. What if he did that? Yeah, if he did that with no intention, he didn't know this is a cross in his clothes. Some brothers wear shirts has flags. I don't know the flags is British flags. It has cross in it. He became kafir? No, he has no intention. You see? So that's not the condition, is that he has intention of doing that. And the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever imitate people, he will be among them. So if you imitate, if somebody imitate the kuffar in their religion, believing in it, honoring it, loving it, he became kafir. Other scholars said, like a San'ani, and this is a very dangerous statement, I believe. He said, and whoever copying the kuffar, imitating the kuffar, in whatever related to the dunya, to the cultures, to their cultures, because he loves them, he is kafir, not Muslim. That's what San'ani statement is. Another statement telling you, another great scholar or a judge, his name is Al-Qadhi Hussein Shafi'i. He said, if a person wear the hat of the Majus, the people who worship fire, they have certain special hat. If he put that in his head, or تَزَنَّرَ بِزِنَّارِ النَّصْرَانِ, or he will put the belt, it's a very famous belt the Christian in his time used to wear, if he put it around his waist, صَارَ كَافِرًا, he became kafir. Because imitating them in the appearance shows that he loves them and he loves their belief. This two statement, actually some people, and you might hear some scholars said, it is kufr, but in fact it's not. I disagree with that 100%. And this is among the Aqidat Ahl-Sunnah. Why? Because imitating them in whatever related to their culture, if you love it, it's a major sin. Here became the imitation major sin, not kufr. Why? Because we have different meaning of al-wala, al-muwalat, and at-tawalli. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran make a difference between al-muwalat and at-tawalli. Allah said, whoever make tawalli to the kafirin, he became kafir. Tawalli, it means he loves the religion. A person loves the disbeliever's religion, he is kafir. A person support the kafirin against the mu'mineen, he is kafir. Okay? But person only love the kuffar, a person living with the kuffar, taking the kuffar close friend to him, friendship with the kuffar, this is sin, it's not kufr. This is sin, it's not kufr. Mixing between these two things is not the way of Ahl-Sunnah. Ahl-Sunnah has differentiation between these two things. Therefore we're saying, imitating the kuffar in their culture because he loves them, it belongs to muwalat, which is major sin. But if he imitating them in their religion, in their religion, because he loves them, he believes that what they believe is right, it becomes kufr. Imitating them in their religion. Imitating them in their religion. What they worship with, in their worship, it became kufr. Hide a knife. I'm afraid that you are lost. Is it? If my hand said, yeah, خلاص. طيب.
If, طيب, when the imitation is sin, if you're imitating them in their culture with love, if you're imitating them in what is a special sign for the kuffar, like this is only belong to the kafir cultures. If somebody now came and walk on with the cowboy hats, who's wear cowboy hats? Muslims? I don't know, maybe it's Bangladesh or where, anybody wear cowboy hats in Muslim country? No. It's nothing out. So it's very sign, this Texas guy, you know? Is cowboy. We'll go over that shop. So it is only for them. It's very sign. So imitating them in this kind of things, which is only for them, it is major sin. Somebody put this little hat, the Jewish put, they use this hat in their head. This is major sin. Because it's only Jewish does this. This can, the bob, or the priest clothes, you know, this white things, they put it here, the priest now these days. They make it easier. Old days they used to dress a lot, dress. Now it's just white thing, you stick it here, and you become priest. You know these things? It's a small white thing, they put it here in the shirt. You stick it and you become priest. You take it out when you go to anywhere, nobody knows that you are a priest. So it's make it easy for them. So, these things if you put it, a small thing, it's a major sin. Because imitating the kuffar. But third situation which is not recommended, when you're imitating them in what is belong to their culture, but it's not a special culture for them. Like such things came from their culture but spread all over the world. Became Muslims' culture. It's not recommended for you to copy them. Like the Western clothes today. Like the tie. Anything like that, which has become common things, Muslim and non-Muslims do. If you can do against it or changing it, it's good. But it's not a sin. It's not a sin. Also, if there is an action in our religion and in their religion, common. In our religion and their religion. But in our religion, there is more conditions. Or the Prophet ﷺ changed the form of the ibadah to make the differentiation between us and them. What if you did this ibadah without this conditions? Make it easy on you. Ashura, the day which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa from Pharaoh. The Jewish fast that day. The Muslims fast that day too. But what the Prophet ﷺ said, add to it one day before or one day after. What if somebody said, no, I'm going to only fast Ashura? It's forbidden? No, we said it's not recommended because you're going to have similaration to the kuffar. You add one or before or after, and this is recommended for you to do. Second rule. I have a lot of rules, so I need to go faster a little bit. Second rule. There is no imitation without intention. No intention, no sin. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, all the deeds based on the intention. But if you find out that what you are doing is similar to what they have, the kuffar, here it's recommended or you've been asked to change this thing. Third rule. كُلُّ مَا يَتَّفِقُ فِي الصُّورَةِ الظَّاهِرَةِ مع ما يفعله الكفار في عباداتهم أو خاص عاداتهم وما كان شعارا لهم يمنع سواء قصدت فيه المشابهة أو لم تقصد. This rule is similar to what I just said. Whenever you doing any ibadah or anything related to your culture, and this ibadah or this culture became same to what the kuffar doing, they are same, looks like each other, even there, if your intention not to copy them, you've been asked by Sharia not to do it or to have it in a different way. Somebody want to make dua, he go to the church to make dua, it's allowed? No, I worship Allah, I'm asking Allah. No, but you're imitating the kuffar. Kuffar go to the church when they want to make dua, when they pray. So it looks like same, therefore you're not allowed to do it. Because it's same form. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not allowed to do. A man came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, I would like to sacrifice animals in such and such place. He asked him, is the kuffar sacrificing their animals there too? He said, no. Then he said, you can do it. So what it means, if they are sacrificing their animals in that same place, you are not allowed to do. Why? Because everyone will see the kafir sacrificing and the Muslim sacrificing. They will think they are sacrificing to the same purpose. Not allowed to imitate them. In the Prophet ﷺ time, the Jewish, as Qatada said, used to make fun of the Prophet ﷺ saying, Ra'ina. And they meant bad meanings by this word. Muslim, this word is Arabic word. The Muslimin used to say to the Prophet ﷺ, Ra'ina. But Ra'ina in their language, in the Jewish language, it has a bad meaning. And the Sahaba used to use this in a good term, in a good intention. Allah sent the verses, say it as in Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقُولُوا رَاعِنَا وَقُولُوا انظُرْنَا وَاسْمَعُوا. O believer, don't say رَاعِنَا like the Jewish. Change the word, use another word which is انظُرْنَا. Or the intention was to copy the Jewish? No. But because it's similar, the same word, Allah ordered them to change it. And I told you the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the salat, praying in when the sun comes down, or when the sun coming down, or when the sun in the middle. Also the Prophet, also here there is an issue. The scholar said, related to this rules, is it allowed for you to pray in front of you a statue or a picture? The majority of the scholars said, if this statue or this picture, the head is there, the Hanafiya, scholars of Hanafi, Maliki, Hanbali, all of them said, if this picture is standing front of you while you're praying, it is not recommended for you to pray while it's like that. Ibn Abdin, Hanafi scholar, he said, it is forbidden. And Imam Malik said, it is not allowed for you to pray if it's front of you, above, right, left, behind, underneath you. If there is picture, no pray. But the majority of fuqaha said, no. It is allowed if it's not front of you. إذا لم تكن منصوبة. And some scholars said, no. If it is underneath, it's like the carpet, or it is in the roof, or it is in the sides, and not front of you, not facing it, it's not your sutra basically, front of you, it is allowed. And they said, because Umar prayed in the church, and the church full of pictures. But Imam Malik and whoever adopted this opinion said, no, there is no proof that in that church, specific church, were pictures. And we have another relation that Umar radiallahu anh been asked to pray in a place belonged to Jewish in Medina. When he entered to pray there, when he found pictures, he left the place. And also Ibn Abbas, he pray in, he been asked to pray in a place where Jewish worship Allah, worship their God, took the prayer time came, so he was going to pray there, but he found pictures, he also not, he didn't pray in it. But this is what Imam Malik used as a proof for what? For not to pray in any place as a picture. But the majority of fuqaha said no, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed in Kaaba. And the Kaaba were full of idols, statues, 360. And he prayed there, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this statue was very close to the Kaaba, in everywhere. And also they said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَيْنَمَا أَدْرَكَكْتَ الصَّلَاةَ فَصَلِّ فَإِنَّهَا مَسْجِدٍ. Wherever the salat times come, you pray in anywhere you are. He didn't say, but not if there is a statue. He didn't specify. That's what the majority of fuqaha used as evidence.